Welcome everyone to Trading Talk, brought to you by the UBC Trading Group. Today we have a very special guest, one of our own past Trading Group members, Benjamin Ross. Ben is currently pursuing a bachelor's in finance at the University of British Columbia with interest in public and private equities, high yield credit, and macroeconomics. He was recently a summer analyst at the Guardian Capital Group and is a research associate at the prestigious PMF program here at UBC. When Ben is not working, he enjoys mountain biking, rock climbing, and watching NBA basketball. Welcome, Ben.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. Ben, just to start it off, I want to know what initially got you interested in finance?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's kind of one that everyone always asks and you definitely hear a lot. For me, there wasn't really any one specific spark or event that I kind of said, oh yeah, finance is right for me. It was sort of a long collection of small things over time that made me decide that it was right for me as opposed to everything else. I think early, kind of 12, 13 years old, I was really into rock climbing and mountain biking at that age. And then, so I just kind of spent a lot of time in gyms and things like that and got exposed to small businesses, which kind of got me interested in business in general. And then, so I took a couple of courses, electives that my high school had. And then that's how I kind of decided, okay, I want to go to business school. And then right out of high school, I took the Canadian Securities course, which gave me a really good kind of overview of what finance is, and it's how I got interested in finance specifically in the first place. But then a big part of it was joining Trading Group early in my first year, and which just introduced me to a lot of different people to talk to. And then I got to hear about finance versus accounting versus marketing and different internship experiences that people had had, which helped me kind of narrow the field. And then after a lot of kind of consideration and just learning, I kind of settled on finance. So it was definitely a long process rather than one specific thing, I would say.
You mentioned that you have the CSC course under your belt. Are there any other courses that you would recommend to our viewers, if any?
Yeah, definitely a much smaller one, but a really good recognizable one that you can take through Sauder is the Bloomberg Market Concepts course. It's something that you can almost get done in a day, but in terms of just return on investment, like you get a really good overview of different macro concepts and equity concepts, and then also just learn how to use a Bloomberg terminal, which is a ridiculously useful skill. So I definitely recommend that if anyone's looking to just get going on different courses.
In your introduction, I mentioned that you're currently a member of the PMF program. How pivotal do you think that's been in your professional development and career thus far?
Yeah, I honestly couldn't be more. It's really like personally, professionally, like been very good for me just in terms of applying concepts that you learn in class, so real world problems and making actual decisions based on what you learned was really great. But the best parts of it, I would say, are just getting together with a group of people that have similar interests and goals to what you do and want to go in a similar direction, and then just working really hard to get better at whatever you're going towards, which I think there's a lot of platforms to do that at Sauder, including Trading Group, just in terms of getting connections going and getting a group of people that you can work with together and learn different concepts was probably the biggest benefit to me in terms of my career.
How would you say that your overall recruitment process was for your first internship at Guardian Capital?
Oh, yeah. My first internship at Guardian was really introduced through the PMF as part of the program. So it was a very quick process that we just kind of did a lot of different interviews for different places and then got placements through the program. So it'd be quite different than I would say normal recruiting timeline, but recruit for my second internship, which will be next summer, was definitely quite a process that I learned a lot through, mainly just in terms of it helped me figure out what I actually wanted to do within finance. So I would say it was rough, but a really good learning process, and definitely something that if I could give people advice on what they could do going into theirs, it's definitely just figuring out what direction you want to go in so that you can narrow in and prep specifically for one type of interview and do it really well, as opposed to trying to do interviews for a lot of different areas of finance.
Going back to your Guardian Capital internship, what was a day-to-day in the life of Ben Ross at over the summer?
Yeah. I was an equity research intern on a Canadian equities pod, they called it, but just basically the team and how they're organized at Guardian. And my day-to-day was just writing what they call deep dive research reports, which is exactly what it sounds like, just a long report on one company, and the deliverable was just to make a recommendation. So it was a very flexible day to day. I would most of the time just be sitting on Bloomberg, reading different reports, looking into it, and putting together my own analysis and report of the company that I was looking at. But then I would also be on some industry calls that they'd set up, or management calls and calls with the rest of the Canadian equities team, just to hear everyone's thoughts on what they were doing, and I would talk about what I was doing. People would give each other different pointers, tips, or things to consider. So it was a really good experience at Guardian, and throughout the summer I ended up writing 4 reports in 3.5 months. So it was a pretty busy time, but it was great.
If you could narrow it down to one of like the biggest takeaways from that, what would it be?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. I'd say my biggest takeaway that I learned would just be a formalized process of looking at a different company, and or different companies, and just to kind of communicate that it's really important to match the fundamental side of the business and having a really deep understanding of what the business is and does, as well as also developing a rigorous valuation, just because I feel like a lot of people through school can get so hung up on the technical side of things and, you know, walk me through a DCF that you forget to kind of look at what the underlying business is and does.
So with all your experience so far, do you have an intended career path after you graduate from UBC?
Yeah. I would say I have a very rough outline. I think hopefully my first couple of years I can go to a hopefully quite established, like larger organization is my plan, just to be in a really structured program for the first 2-3 years of my career so I can get a really good base going and learn as much as possible to start my career off. And then after a few years, I'd probably like to move somewhere smaller and keep getting that experience, but then also learn the ins and outs of running a business or what running a fund might look like, so that hopefully one day I could run my own. But which is sort of my long-term goal, but in terms of what type of fund that would be or where it would be, I have no idea, but definitely hope to flesh that one out over the next few years.
And then I think a question that's very relatable to everyone listening is that how have you been able to maintain your professional connections throughout the pandemic?
Yeah, that's good just on the personal and professional side, everyone can think about, because it's really easy to just sit on Zoom all day and focus on coursework. But on the professional side of things, I've just been really trying to follow a lot of news and things like that. And then whenever I read a story that might be in the wheelhouse or area of someone's professional interest, then I kind of might shoot them a message to be like, hey, what do you think of this? Or have you seen this? How does this affect what you do? Things like that is a good little way to just quickly kind of maintain a connection and stay on someone's radar, as well as just more informal things like, you know, Happy New Year, hope you have a great year, thanks for everything we did this year, and different kind of chances like that to just say hi to someone and keep a dialogue going have been really good tools for me throughout the pandemic.
So when you're speaking to these professionals or even senior students or mentors, how do you filter meaningful feedback and insights?
Yeah, that's a good question. It seems somewhat obvious, but one thing I always make sure that I do is taking as many notes as I can, because I think there's definitely a balance between sitting there and trying to type word for word what someone is saying just to be able to remember all of it, and then also just being involved in the conversation and making sure you can keep a good conversation going. But I definitely do try and get all the key points of a conversation down in a Word doc or note, something like that. Just because then you can kind of have a record of it so that 6 months out, you can look back and say, what did we talk about in that conversation? Because if you're just trying to remember it, you might be able to remember one or two things, but not all the little nuanced things that were said. Or if you're trying to recruit at that firm, later down the road, you can remember very specific details that you got out of a conversation, as well as also kind of comparing and contrasting what different people say. If you have a good base of notes to look back on, you can kind of see where people who work in different industries have different perspectives on. So I would just say, as obvious as it might seem, just making sure you keep a good record of all your notes from these different conversations.
Ben, what are your initial fears for graduation that's coming up within the next couple of years?
Yeah, it goes by quick. I feel pretty old sometimes, but I guess a very pandemic-specific fear is just not seeing people before I graduate. Like, it would be quite unfortunate to have that last kind of everyone's in the classroom and just messing around sort of thing, sort of experience, to be at the end of second year, as opposed to getting to do that throughout third and fourth year. So I really hope at least for a semester before next year, everyone can get back in safely and all be in the same place at the same time. And I guess also an extension of that is just what career-wise or just in general things might look like when I graduate. Like, ideally, I'd like to meet in person the people that I'm working with before I start working with them. So something that I guess I'm scared of, but more just worried about is if we're going to have to be working online for the first couple of years of a career, if it gets that far, is definitely something I'd scared of. And then also, I guess just where I'm going to be not knowing about that is another consideration too. What city and things like that. It's just going to be a lot of changes over the next few years. So looking forward to kind of just going through that and seeing how it all goes.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll figure out your way. Ben, I've got one last question for you, which seems to be a bit of a podcast tradition. And that is, what is your favorite late night snack?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't do that too often. But when I do, I think Crave cereal. Not sure if you've heard of that, but it's like these chocolate filled cereal things. I was just pop in a bowl and have them on their own. And it's a great like late night snack.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thank you so much, Ben, for taking the time to speak with me. And then all the best throughout this pandemic and with school.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much for having me.